Hey everyone, welcome back to the Simple Things You Can Do to Be Safe online podcast. Today we're going to be talking about something super important, keeping your Windows 11 computer safe from unauthorized remote access. Hackers are always looking for ways to sneak into systems, but with a few simple steps, you can make sure your computer stays secure. I'll guide you through everything you need to know. First off, let's talk about what we mean by remote access. Remote access allows someone to connect to your computer from another location. While this can be useful for things like IT support, it's also something hackers can exploit to take control of your computer without your permission. So it's crucial that you make sure only trusted people can access your machine, or better yet, disable remote access entirely if you don't need it. All right, let's get started with the steps to secure your Windows 11 computer. First, let's disable remote desktop if you're not using it. Remote desktop is a feature that allows you to control your computer from another device. But if you're not using it, it's safer to turn it off. To do this, open the Settings app on your Windows computer. You can get there by clicking on the Start menu in the bottom left corner of your screen, then selecting Settings, or just press two keys, the Windows key and the I key at the same time on your keyboard for a quick shortcut. Once you're in Settings, click on System on the left-hand side, then scroll down and click on Remote Desktop. Here, you will see an option to turn off remote desktop if it's enabled. If the switch is turned on, go ahead and toggle it off. This simple step can prevent a lot of potential unauthorized access to your computer. Next, let's make sure your firewall is turned on. The firewall acts like a barrier between your computer and the internet, blocking unwanted access. To check this, go back to the main settings menu and click on Privacy and Security. The main settings menu would be right on the settings app that we accessed earlier to get to the remote desktop. So go back there to the settings menu and click on Privacy and Security. Then click on Windows Security and next select Firewall and Network Protection. In this window, you will see the status of your firewall. Make sure it's turned on for all network types, which includes domain network, private network, and public network. If it's not turned on, click on the network type and toggle the firewall on for all network types. Another important step is to disable remote assistance. This important step to disable remote assistance. This feature allows someone else, I'm talking about remote assistance now, it allows someone else to help you troubleshoot computers and troubleshoot problems on your computer. But if you're not using it, it's best to turn it off. To do this, you go back to the Start menu search bar on the bottom left corner of your Windows computer. In the search bar, type in Advanced System settings. You type in advanced system settings and click hit enter on your keyboard. Select the results. Select it from the results that would show on the window that will pop up on your screen. In the window that pops up, click on the remote tab. Here, you will see an option for remote assistance. Make sure the box that says allow remote assistance connections to this computer is unchecked. I'll repeat. Make sure the box that says allow remote assistance connections to this computer is unchecked. Then click OK to save your changes. Lastly, let's make sure your computer is up to date. This is going to be our third task in this podcast. Let's make sure your computer is up to date. Hackers often exploit security flaws in outdated software. So keeping your system updated is one of the best ways to protect yourself. To check for updates, go back now to the settings tab that we accessed earlier. On the settings tab, click on Windows Update at the bottom of the list. The Windows Update you will find will be at the bottom of the list on the settings app. And then click on Check for Updates. If there are any updates available for your computer, install them right away. And that's it. By following these steps, you've significantly reduced the chances of someone gaining unauthorized remote access to your Windows 11 computer. Thanks for listening. I hope this helped you secure your Windows 11 computer against remote access threats. Be sure to subscribe, like, and visit our blog on blog.spacebot.com. It's spacebot with a double T.com. blog.spacebot.com. Visit our YouTube CyberU channels and follow us on Facebook, X platform, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Catch you next time and be safe. Bye for now. Disclaimer, we shall not be liable for any damages, including but not limited to direct, indirect, special, incidental, or consequential damages or losses that occur out of the use or inability to use our educational communications or products. By subscribing to this podcast, you, the subscriber, waives Spacebot LLC, its domains and subdomains, its employees, business associates, and partners of all and every liability resulting from your subscription, interactions, or engagements with our entity, our products, and our websites. Bye for now.